Hi, this is the 1 Minute Marketer. I'm Mark Mathis, Creative Director at Amperage Marketing and Fundraising. And I was just thinking TV and the Olympics. A lot is going on in TV today. You may have read about the issues between Nielsen and the Media Rating Council. What may happen is that TV ratings and TV stations will begin to look for alternative TV measurement methods. Regardless, the world of ratings is now under review. Beyond the ratings dust-up, the numbers for the Summer Olympics are worth reviewing. You probably read that the Olympics ratings were down. This year's games averaged 15.5 million viewers nightly across NBC's primetime and digital offering. Americans tuning in added up to 150 million people. It may not be a gold medal Olympics in these COVID times, but it certainly won the silver medal. Yet something caught my eye. The majority of streaming viewers of the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony spent the most time watching on desktop computers and mobile phones. And that's according to eMarketer. Streaming captured more than half the time for a combined share of 54%. This is a worldwide number, but it shows that you really need to think omni-channel, even for the most significant TV events in the world. Is this a trend, or are these results COVID-related? That's the question we'll be asking of all the information from 2020 and into 2021 marketing efforts. The good news, in just a few months, the Winter Olympics in Beijing will feature opening ceremonies on February 4th. I'm going to get my phone ready for a little streaming. That's the 1 Minute Marketer. My special thanks to audio engineer Bill Klaproff. If you like this marketing thinking and strategy, reach out to us at amperagemarketing.com. We will move your needle.